supporting unsigned artists all over the world. Submit your music at theedgeonair.com. This is new music.
Hi, these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
On theedgeonair.com.
This gig sucks.
Gonna make it with you.
Dreams do come true, Alex. Ladies, welcome.
Hello.
Benvenuto, ciao, everything under the sun. So I'm guessing you didn't hear the intro we made for you. Did this not happen? Oh, we made an intro. We made an intro for you to like say how much we adore and love you and everything. Did you miss it? I will play it again.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna play it again for him, Alex. I'm playing it again for him. They need to hear how much we love them here.
I mean,
okay.
I want to hear it again.
I know. All right.
With you.
All right, so that was the intro we played about 15 minutes ago. But ladies,
we love that. We may need to put you guys to work for a tour.
Yes. Oh, by all means, you are a lot cooler than I having to hang out with Alex on Thursdays. So, but ladies, I'm so excited to finally have you on the line. As I've been posting all over social media, I know a lot of my friends and a lot of our listeners are like, Pete, we couldn't tell if you're excited or not, but I say in a lot of ways, I grew up with you girls. We're all born right around the same year. So it was just, that point of life where you're like, man, this is defining music. And the fact that we're able to talk to you here and have you on the edge and you're back on tour and I'm to be there on the 30th, very excited. Yeah. And I know you are all excited. You've been posting so much about all the great stops and the dances you've been doing. And the routines and, you know, the sushi eating. We watch the videos. I'm just saying. They're into the sushi.
I'm down.
They're into sushi. They put Diana's hair on their own head. You got to follow them. You got to follow them. Snapchat, Instagram. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, at Dream Girl Group. Facebook, official Dream Girl Group. They're coming July 30th to the Rosemont Theater. I want to start with this one. It's been 15 years, roughly. How has social media, do you think, dictated your career and this time around? Because it didn't exist before. I mean, we probably all had AIM names. How has it just been this time around dealing with the world of social media?
I think it's amazing. We only have direct contact to our fans, and they have direct access to us in a lot of ways. I mean, we're working independently. We don't have a label at this point or even an official management team, and we're really just out there like doing what we love to do and doing it for the love of music, for the love of each other, and for the love of the fans. So to be able to connect and share the experience directly is everything to us.
Now, you come back together. In that intro, we dropped a little bit because you're only performing it live right now, and that's why I'm excited to see it, Alex. Mm-hmm. They're making new music. So they did a little bit of Oh Holy Night recently. I shed a tear. One tear, not two. If you shed two tears, man, it's a problem. Shed one tear for Oh Holy Night. You also have I Have a Dream, and I've watched multiple performances of it. I'm excited to see it myself. Let's go to you, Melissa. Talk me through. You're in the studio again. You're doing I Have a Dream, and you're doing all this new stuff coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I Have a Dream was rewrote about a couple years ago, and not really knowing that it would end up being a song for us. And when this tour came about, you know, we were kind of going through some of the stuff that we've been working on, and we just felt like I Have a Dream was kind of experienced the last 15 years away from the band. So we just thought that it was a really great way of coming back and of sharing that piece of ourselves and our heart with just, you know, everyone in the audience. So, and we will be happening very shortly.
And also, you will shed a tear.
I want to shed a tear. Well, I already told our music director that I don't care what it takes. I want to air that song on our station. And since I know Diane is the badass of the group, Diana, I'm putting you in charge of making sure you make sure I get this song, okay?
Oh, But you have it. I'll make sure of it for sure.
Okay, good. Now let's jump to you for a second, Holly. We got 98 Degrees, O-Town, Ryan Cabrera. We talked to O-Town last week to promote this show. I don't recall, and I feel bad for asking this, I don't recall if there's ever, like, an award show or something that had, like, maybe something in Germany where you guys cross paths. Have you ever crossed paths with any of these acts before? And if you did, how is that different than now?
Sure. Actually, we were on 98 Degrees tour, in a national tour back in, I don't know, maybe, like, 2002 or something like that, and then O-Town, we did a bunch of radio dates with, so we kind of unofficially toured with them.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever performed with Ryan Cabrera before, but it's been really fun. He's just getting to get reacquainted with each other as now adults, and they, you know, are seeing us as grown women, and we're competent and really just doing our thing. And there's a lot of banter. There's a little bit of, like, blinking, and we may or may not have done Ding Dong Ditch on their tour bus the other night. And Jeff may or may not have accidentally walked into our tour bus the other morning.
Oh, hello.
It's funny. We're having a good old time. It was an accident. At least that's what he said.
That's amazing. I mean, I Alex, never walk into anywhere I am. Studio's fine. Just keep it to the studio.
Just the studios.
Just the studio. Good Lord. Hey, you know what? Those are the stories you tell. Now, here, a flip side question, just to go off of my co-host here, Alex. Again, he's of the younger generation. So, for example, Jonas Brothers are new to him. So, for perspective's sake, if say I go to the show and I'm dancing along with the exact choreography to He Loves You Not, because I may or may not know that, what's different for Alex? So, if Alex goes to the show and, you know, wasn't really, I mean, he probably couldn't speak when you first came around. What can he expect first time seeing y'all?
First time seeing us back again is definitely different than when we were younger. And we do. It's an nostalgia tour, so we definitely kept, you know, we are grown women, so it's a different show. We're owning our bodies. We're owning our statements. And, you know, we mean what we say on stage. And so it's a lot more of control. And, it's a lot more woman power, hear me roar kind of vibe.
Oh, I already saw the I Am Woman tank top that I might buy, Alex. I don't know.
I'll wear it.
I know you will. Well, I talked to my buddy Eddie before this interview because he was a little bit hashtag jelly that I got this interview and he didn't for his show. And, he said, well, Pete, don't forget the one thing that's different from when they were around 15 years ago is they have husbands and significant others that will beat you up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't want to get...
Definitely with the touching on the I Am Woman thing, yeah, we definitely, it's a song that was on that second album that didn't get actually released properly, but we're the only females on the tour, so we thought it would be really fun to kind of play on that,
And we are coming back as women, so we felt like it was the perfect opening and kind of declaring that. You know, the last time everyone saw us, we were girls, and we're not girls anymore, we're women, and
so one thing I want to throw out really quickly is, you know, I've watched a lot of the clips, but like I said, Snapchat, Instagram, and what I love is, I saw a quote, we're rebuilding from the ground up, no auto tune, which is amazing. So harmonies, costuming, you know, how was it to create all this new when fans are used to so much, but, you know, the industry's changed in general. So again, rebuilding from the ground up, how's that been?
It's been really exciting for all of us because throughout the years of us not doing music together, maybe here or there we touched on it, but we've been able to grow up individually and take from our life experience and now have more substance in the things that we're writing. So that's been really exciting for all of us to bring all of our strengths to the table. And then even showcasing in our outfits, I mean, not on an everyday basis are we going to walk out in our very amazing, fabulous outfits that we wear on stage, but for us, having this woman empowerment makes us feel like superheroes, and we really wanted our wardrobe to emulate that, because that's what we believe, you know, women are. They're freaking superheroes, so we wanted to represent that new message for all of our fans that have grown up with us and are still the same age, to be proud of who they are, to be proud of their bodies, and have a very classy message in all of that, you know what I mean, and represent that.
Yeah, no, that's
and
awesome.
We love our guy bands, too.
I know. Well, are you saying you don't want me to buy a T-shirt? Like, I was all prepped to buy a T-shirt.
No, we want you to buy a T-shirt, and that's sort of the point as well. Is it's not just about women empowerment; it's also about, you know,
yeah,
people empowerment and you know, and just treating everybody equally. And
sure, I know one thing that I was kind of sad to hear. That you're not going to be doing Mr. Telephone Man. But what I love about the story of that song is that if you played it for somebody young today, they wouldn't get it. So I kind of am appreciative that maybe it's not getting played, but I also think it'd be funny if you still did it. Was that a tough one to keep out?
Yeah, we get a lot of fans asking about that song and Pain and a couple of other ones. Mm. And, you know, we are performing 8 songs.
Ooh.
On our 30-minute set. We tried to cram in as much as we could, and you know, again, we're coming out new as Dream, and so we have a lot of messages we're really trying to get out there.
Sure.
So the hope is that we can, you know, after this tour, see where Dream goes and have our own tour where we can do more songs for you guys, because we would love to perform Mr. Telephone Man and all of the other fan favorites.
Yeah, you have to. I know you're still questioning. I mean, we need new albums. We need new solo tours. This is a need. This isn't a want, ladies. Need, okay? The dream's already coming true with the tour. You tell me who I got to call. Like, I'll just... whoever might say maybe not, I'll throw Alex at them. I will pick him up and launch Alex in their direction just so they say yes.
I'll get him.
We love it.
I want, before we let you go, again, July 30th, Dream's coming to the Rosemont Theater in the Chicagoland area. Catch them on all the social media at Dream Girl Group, official Dream Girl Group. We're also going to make a little bit of announcement at the end of the interview here, but quick fire questions. Holly, who is the worst at karaokeing out of the girls?
Oh, definitely me.
Definitely me. Melissa, who has grown up the most and is now the mom of the group?
Oh, God. I feel like I've always been the mom.
Yeah,
you're
the mom.
I feel like that's never changed.
So that leads to this. So, Ashley, who is still 16?
Oh.
You're asking to the right person. For sure I am. But honestly, we all are. Like we said, the other night we played Ding Dong Ditch 'Em with O-Town, and we also saw 2 fans outside, and we ran outside and did a chicken dance because we thought it was funny. Like, we're all 15.
Well, I'm going to be 16 when I go again.
I'm definitely the crazy one. I'm not afraid to be weird.
I might frost my tips again.
I might.
Just for the...
Lovely. I love it.
I'm going to bust... I'm the frost... And I'm going to wear a ribbed turtleneck. That's going to happen. I'm going to bust out my K-Swiss. I'm going to bust out my Tommy Hilfiger painter jeans. Boom. Done. Happen.
You're ready to go.
And then final one,
Diana,
I think this is one of the most important questions. Who drinks the most coffee now?
Oh, the most coffee? Probably me. That's so funny. Yeah, you know us already. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of obsessed with having coffee and Red Bull before the show.
Well, somebody's got to be. I only had an extra large before this, but that was to gear up, to calm down the nerves. I was nervous. I'm calm now.
Yeah.
As you could tell, this has calmed me.
Good.
Well, ladies,
I
know you got some VIP experiences. Fans, go out, get them, go to their website, go to their social media. But ladies, I'm not quite sure if your reps told you, but we have a very cool giveaway we're going to do on your behalf. Listeners out there, each and every one of you, you get to go to the My2K Tour thanks to the ladies of Dream. That's right. Go to theedgeonair.com/contest now. Enter to win. Dream themselves are giving a pair of tickets away to their show July the 30th at the Rosemont Theater. Ladies, we're excited to go see this.
Please, watch.
It's going to happen.
We got a good show for you guys.
Do you know yet if you're opening? Because I know it's kind of rotated. I know you did in Wichita. What is Chicago a big question mark? Is it a surprise?
It's still a big question mark. But it's kind of a big family here on the My2K Tour. And, you know, everybody has different families at different places. And so they've been, you know, trying to cater to that and also to the demographics. So we're not sure yet, but
it sounds like Chicago has a lot of love for Dream, so we'll see. We'll see what that is.
I don't think that's kind of. I think it is.
I think it definitely is. I mean, I think we got one of the biggest Dream fans in the studio.
I'm a hashtag Dreamer, Alex. Yeah. Okay, I follow.
I know.
I know how it goes. I know that life. Ladies, I know you got to get going. I know you got rehearsals in a few minutes. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. July 30th, all I ask is you save 2 seconds to take a picture of DJ Pete, and I'm going to hang up a poster in the office. I'm going to blow it up. It's going to be like, it's going to be life size. Life size. Life size. Dreaming DJ Pete. Alex, you can take the picture. Okay?
All right, I'll take the picture.
There you go. You take the picture. Ladies, thank you so much. My2K, hashtag it up. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you guys so much. We just want to really say thank you. You're supporting us, and we really love you guys and cannot wait to perform for you.
Awesome. Live the dream.
You.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.